This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free here at Genesis. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And John is engineering the broadcast. John is the engineer for Alex Jones, and he's engineering today. Thank you so much for being with us, John. Meetup last night, a really fabulous meetup at Ziggy's. Marjorie Wildcraft did a live teleseminar. She was talking about growing your own groceries. And she was talking about how precarious the power grid is. Marjorie Wildcraft is a degreed engineer. She worked for some of the largest companies in the world on large engineering projects. And she was with us last night, and she was talking about the food supply and how for an hour a day you actually can grow half of your own food for your family. Great seminar. And then Lynette Pate was with us, and she was talking about American Nationals. And she runs a seminar called Fuel for the Body, and she does it a couple times a year in this marketplace in Branson. And she was with us in person last night, and she was talking about giving up your citizenship and the advantages. And she's going to be back next week, next Monday, and she's going to continue with part two of that. So if you're interested in learning about becoming an American National, you can do that. And she's going to be back on the air with us probably next week and talk more about that. With us this morning, Al Lanuto. Al was a former attorney. He served in municipal government in New Jersey. He saw corruption firsthand in New Jersey. A police squad arrived at his house, forced their way into his house, arrested Al. Welcome, Al Lanuto.
How are you?
Hey, Al, is that accurate? The squad of cops came to your house?
Absolutely.
And said, hey.
Everything's accurate except that I'm still an attorney, not a former.
but formerly you were an attorney for the municipal government, and you still are an attorney.
I formerly served as an attorney in public office. I don't serve a public office in any profession, in any capacity whatsoever, not professional or political. But that is absolutely accurate. Yes, police stormed into my house July 1st, 2008. No warrant and no basis whatsoever. And their reasons for doing so kept shifting like the sands on a beach. They kept vacillating between one reason or another as the pretext for being there, when in reality it was political retaliation for challenging overreach, for challenging overreach of state power and corruption, and trying to shut down corrupt cash registers and trying to challenge corrupt police officers, trying to challenge the abuse of power. And the bottom line, it was we're going to show you who's boss. That was the entire That was the long and short of it. And that thread runs through the entire incident from beginning to end, including at the end where one of them actually, after having arrested me, then harangues my wife and my 13-year-old son and tells them I'm the boss. That was a detective, Brian Huth, H-U-T-H, who was then, and I presume still is, on some kind of power trip, carrying a badge and a gun. And those are the, our Constitution, Vincent, I want to point out, was designed to protect against precisely those types of abuses. The problem is that our Constitution has been under assault. It has been. If there's anything that that I have found, that both the left-wing politics and right-wing politics across the entire political spectrum, that you'll find a plethora of scholarly treatises, well-documented writings by noted legal scholars on all across the political spectrum, from left to right and back, is that our Constitution is under assault. Our rights are weaker today than they were 50 years ago, 40 years ago. There's no question about that. Girl rights today are certainly far weaker than when I was growing up. I was born in 59, and I could never have imagined, as I was growing up and even into my adult life, having the police just invade your house and do it with impunity and have then the judiciary cover up for them, and the prosecutors cover up for them, the federal authorities are covering up for them, and doing nothing, all under the rubric since 9/11 of what has been called, but we've got to take away some of your rights, people, in order to make to protect you safe from those big, from those bad guys over there, the ones that are terrorists. Well, what we've done is simply have replaced one form of terrorism for another. We have replaced, in the name of security, or under the auspices, or under the pretext of security for our people, we have simply replaced the foreign terrorist for the terrorist who acts under color of law carrying a badge and a gun. And that is precisely the specter against which the framers of our Constitution painstakingly drafted a set of documents, starting with the Declaration of Independence, then through the Constitution, and especially, notably, through our Bill of Rights, the entire set of our Bill of Rights, which is comprised of 10 amendments that were passed on the heels of the Constitution, that guarantee to the American people a set of inalienable rights. And what's important to note is that the rights that are enumerated are not by any means exhaustive. In fact, they say so. The framers of the Constitution, starting with the Declaration of Independence, which refers to inalienable rights, which are self-evident, then through the Bill of Rights, which was passed after the Constitution, the entire set. I mean, the Ninth Amendment specifically says that the rights that are enumerated are by no means exhaustive. By the mere omission of a certain right doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And that essentially makes, if you look at the totality of the set of documents that are the founding documents of this country, essentially makes our rights as American people coterminous with human rights under natural law, under the laws of nature. In fact, the framers of the Constitution, starting with the Declaration of Independence, that's exactly what they premised the entire Declaration on, is that we are all created equal. It's self-evident. We don't have to prove it. It's something that is self-evident. That we all have certain inalienable rights, but they're under assault. And what's important to address, I think extremely critical to address, is that we the people not only have rights under the Constitution and under the law, under natural law, under the laws of nature, but we have certain responsibilities to be vigilant in making sure those rights are honored and they're not taken away from us. And that's a critical role where the legitimacy of a state is based upon the consent of the governed, that is us, then we also have the responsibility and the duty to make sure that those rights are honored and our constitutional protections to safeguard our to safeguard against abuse of authority is necessary. It's a necessary function for the success of a democracy and for the protection of our liberties. There are example after example, especially in a post 9/11 world, where you have egregious overreach, you have erosion of constitutional protections. The Sixth Amendment right to due process is under such assault. The Fourth Amendment right against search and seizure. There are so many examples that will be too numerous to possibly attempt to list on this program. But it's important that we the people remain involved and not just be casual observers and leave it to our neighbor to enforce our rights. In fact, quite the opposite. It's up to me to enforce my neighbor's rights. That's the only way that I could have my rights protected. And it's up to him to enforce my rights. Often we can do for someone else what he cannot do for himself. And what has to be done by the collective group and by community. And that's exactly what resonates in those three very simple but very powerful words, we the people.
Al, when we come back, I'd like to talk about two things. One is, I believe your neighbors were shocked that you resisted letting the police, that SWAT team, raid your house. Number one, you know, why didn't you just let them in? I think that was the thought, at least of one of your neighbors. And the other thing I'd like to talk about is, you talked about shutting down the cash registers, and I don't believe you meant Walmart.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Al Lanuto's with us. And Al, your neighbor was a little upset with you, I believe, because you were resisting the overreach, the out-of-control cops who raided your house and demanded that they enter your home without a search warrant. Is that true?
Well, I would put it a little bit differently, but yes, in large part is exactly true. But I would like to clarify that in terms of the term resisting is a legal term of art, and I was not in fact resisting. I was objecting,
okay,
and not consenting. And no citizen is required to consent to a warrantless search of his home. A citizen is obligated, or any resident, any person on American soil is obligated to honor a validly issued search warrant and must consent to that. However, absent a warrant, no citizen can be forced to consent to a warrantless search. That's simply not permitted under the rules of our it's not permitted under the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the Fourth Amendment has been all but ripped out of our Constitution. And that neighbor, yes, his name is Ori Licata. We used to be friends. Our sons were the classmates and used to be very close friends. His son used to dine at our table, quite regularly. In fact, he had very often also dined at our table. He came from However, they came from a different walk of life. They came from what I would call a 911 family. They're constantly calling 911 to handle their own internal family matters, or which is a very sad development, not only in his household, but I see it more and more prevalent, where people are relying on the police to handle what used to be in my day family matters. That only further emboldens it. But this man, Licata, at the time that I was being arrested for refusing to consent to a warrantless search of my house, actually approached us. And he said, I'll never forget these words. His initial reaction was, quote, "Why are you arresting Al? He's a gentleman," end quote. Well, my wife and I were taking a walk about 2 weeks, 10 days or 2 weeks later, down the street, and we just happened to run into him. We hadn't spoken to him since. I had reached out to him. There was no reason to. And we just stopped to be friendly and neighborly, and he changed his opinion. By then his opinion had become, well, you know, what you did was wrong. If you had nothing to hide, why didn't you just let him come in and search your house? I had to walk away. I just had to bite my tongue and walk away, because they just don't get it. People don't get that. That's not the point. Many of these police officers had been invited into my own home, including the captain, Bailey, who was also their internal affairs officer. He and his wife and his children had also dined inside my home. But it's one thing to be invited into my home, it's another thing to storm your way into it. Your family home is sacred. It's sacrosanct. You know, the Constitution, the framers of our Constitution, recognize not only is it a constitutional right, but it is an inalienable right under the laws of nature. People can't just come into your private home, into your private space, in your territory, and just rummage through it and violate the dignity of the family home. And that's something that too many people are just too willing, too often, to surrender under the false belief that it is giving them added security. And it's simply not true. It's not giving them added security. It's eroding their rights and taking away their rights to the point where they are going to have none. People will have no right to speak. People will have no right to any of the set of the 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights that the framers were so careful to draft to safeguard our liberties. In the totality, the bill, what's important to understand is the Bill of Rights operates as one coherent set.
Al, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back with Alfio Lanuto. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I was setting up for the meetup last night. And I got a call just as I was setting up the equipment, and it was Gary Williams from KWTO AM 560 Springfield, Missouri. And KWTO is a pretty powerful station. It reaches six states on a clear day. And I used to broadcast in the afternoons there, and I haven't been there for about a year. And I got a call from Gary, and he said, "Hey, Vinny, can you come on the air on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'm thinking, am I hearing this right? So it was cleared with the front office. Actually, the owner of the six radio stations cleared it. And so tomorrow I'm going to be on the radio somewhere between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, maybe for 45 minutes or so. And I'll post a link, and they're going to interview me. And I have a feeling it has something to do with us making the news, the television news, several times in the last few weeks because of some of the events that we're doing and the interviews that we're doing. And we're exposing the mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicles that are decorating our police departments. And we're, you know, we're not happy with that. So we've made the news. And actually, the broadcast is going to be an interview of me, so I'm going to be on the hot seat tomorrow. So if you want to see that, what that's like, I'll put a link on the website, usapreparers.com, and you'll be able to click on that, and it'll take you right to the broadcast. So that's 8 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. Al Lanuto's with us. Al, so you did not consent to the search of your home, and you did not agree with it, and so these guys said something like, all right, fine. We don't have a warrant. We want to search your home. You don't agree. We're coming in anyway. And by the way, you're under arrest. Is that right?
Well, it was a little much more tense than that. But that would be a fair statement. Yes.
Okay.
The illegitimacy, the pretext for their claiming to want to search my home is exemplified by a couple of factors. One, as soon as they get out of their patrol vehicles, some of their recordings just went mysteriously missing. That supports the truth of the story here, because then the police, of course, lied about what actually happened at the incident. And the tapes that would have proven them to be lying and committing perjury mysteriously vanished. Well, they went missing. To date, we still don't know what happened to them. But what we do know is from one of the tapes that we did manage to get our hands on, they get out of their patrol vehicles and they radio another police officer named Brad. There's only one other police officer on the Ramsey, on the police department of Ramsey, New Jersey, named Brad. And that's a Brad Smith. Who's the accuracy? And a year earlier, I had challenged the accuracy of a traffic accident report, which my daughter had been randomly involved. And Brad Smith was apparently extremely, extremely upset by anybody ever challenging him in any way, and it was palpably false. He actually falsified a police report, and I'll say that unabashedly. Nevertheless, as soon as they get out of the patrol car, they say they radio. You can this is on the tape. Brad, you know who this guy is, don't you? Brad answers one word, yeah. Within 3 seconds, Brett Rossenberger just stormed into my house with Anthony Fury right behind him. He's in my house standing toe-to-toe, demanding to search my house. Now, if anybody reasonably believes, any police officer, if I'm a police officer, you're a police officer, you really think that there's somebody in danger in that house? Are you going to stand there and argue with the homeowner for 8.5 minutes? If somebody could be bleeding to death, if somebody could be truly in danger in a closet somewhere, or are you just going to search the house immediately? Or are you going to stand there for 8.5 minutes, call in more people, put your hands in Mr. Lanuto's face, try to provoke him into doing something that he otherwise wouldn't do for 8.5 minutes. Now, it doesn't sound like a long time, but 8.5 minutes when at some point I was surrounded by 6 police officers. Now, understand I was dressed in my suit and tie. I had come home from my office to be of aid to my wife. And I was not dressed in any, I was not carrying any firearms. I was not chopping down firewood in the backyard, and didn't have an axe by my side or anything. I think if I had anything in my hand, it might have been a pen in my shirt pocket. That's about it. So you're not going to stand there for 8.5 minutes and argue with somebody if you really think someone's in danger inside the house, are you? They're just going to search it. That's what I would do if I were, a police officer. Right or wrong, if I really think somebody's in danger needing my help, I'm going to go in. And I'm not going to argue with someone for any half minutes. And that's what they did. They were not there for any real legitimate purpose. They were there simply to, they weren't there to gather information. They were there to make information. And so they did. And then they harangued my wife. That's also on their tape. But they didn't even bother asking my wife, Mrs. Lanuto, are you okay? Is there any problem or anything? If you listen to their questioning of my wife, it's rather abhorrent. To the point where my 13-year-old son, at that point, had to stand up and immediately go from being a 13-year-old boy to the man of the house and have to protect his mother against police officers who were haranguing her at that point. It was a god awful incident. What happened afterward is even worse. This police officer who stormed into the house, rather than being, and I went to the prosecutor's office, my whole family, my wife, myself, and my children, we marched right into the Bergen County prosecutor's office. His name is John Molinelli, that's another story about why he's still there, the Democrats serving under Chris Christie's Republican administration, and what he's had to do to remain in office, and what he has done to remain in office. Nevertheless, we spent 2 hours with them. We didn't lawyer up. We didn't have a lawyer with us, although I am a lawyer. I'm not a criminal defense attorney, and no lawyer would represent himself, but we didn't want a lawyer. We weren't there to defend ourselves. We were there to ask them to prosecute the Ramsey, New Jersey Police Department. They didn't even make a record of the fact that we were there. They did absolutely nothing. Instead, what they did is they promoted Brett Rothenberger. All of a sudden, we find out he no longer works for Ramsey, New Jersey Police Department. He's now an investigator for John Molinelli in the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office. How do you like that one? For you violate people's rights and you get promoted.
Well, that's
what's going
all the time.
On right now. That's what's going on all the time right now. And where are the people in doing something about it? People forget that we have a Bill of Rights. It's designed to work together as one coherent instrument. I recently had the opportunity of meeting and engaging in casual discussion with Larry Pratt.
Oh, great.
Who's the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. And I came away from that meeting with a very distinct, it was very clear from the meeting that Mr. Pratt is committed to the safeguarding of our Bill of Rights. And too few people in this country today are willing to do that. Actually do something about it. And I was also very much impressed by Mr. Pratt's understanding of our Constitution, which by far exceeded the understanding by many lawyers I have come into contact with over the course of the last 45 years. He's one of the few people who knows about not the Ninth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment and what it really means. Which was very refreshing, and it was extremely telling that even though it's the organization itself would purport to be an advocacy group for the Second Amendment, it was the entirety of the set of the Bill of Rights, including the Ninth Amendment, which reserves to the people all of their rights, the inalienable rights, the human rights that everyone is born with, that Mr. Pratt had an understanding of. And from my vantage point of our casual discussion, I learned of his commitment to the protection of the entire set of the Bill of Rights. And they all work together. How can you have a First Amendment right to free speech if the moment you exercise your right to the freedom of expression, freedom of speech, then your Fourth Amendment rights are violated by the police invading your home? How can you have how can your First Amendment rights be protected if when you do so, then you're going to be thrown in jail without your Sixth Amendment right to due process? And the Second Amendment is much an integral part of the entire set of the Bill of Rights, and you can't have one of your rights protected or one of the rights taken away without the entire set of building blocks falling apart. And that's a very important point, I think, that needs to be made and for people to remember. And also for people to remember that it's up to them. It's up to we, the people, to do something to safeguard each other's, not just our own, but to safeguard each other's rights and not pull an Ori Ricotta like my neighbor and say, gee, why didn't you let him in if you had nothing to hide? Of course I had nothing to hide. The police had been in my home many times. They, in fact, did search my house. For the record, they knew they found nothing. They knew they would find nothing. They knew there was nothing to find. It was simply an indication of police authority over the rule of law. And that's a very, very perilous path that we're on. And that we have been on now for some years. And I'm wondering where the people are, where we the people are in this path.
Al, we're going into a break, but I'd like to share with our class that it's very clear that you and Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, both of you are USAPrepares.com instructors, and you're on the same page. You absolutely are on the same page, protecting and defending we the people.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. You got the heat
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, what's really neat about USAPrepares.com is the instructors. And Shane Harger is scheduled to be with us for the second hour. But Shane called in early. And during the break, I asked Shane if he'd like to be on with Al, and Al if he'd like to be on with Shane. So here's what we're going to do. So for the rest of this hour, Shane Harger is joining us. Former chief of police, Jemez Springs, New Mexico, fired for upholding his office, oath of office. He wants to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And so did Al Lanuto. So for the next hour and 7 minutes, both Alfio Lanuto and Shane Harger are with us here at USA Prepares. And we're going to be talking about corruption, and we're going to be talking about tolerable limits. And we're going to be talking about Mike Parsons, who's in prison right now, and MRAPs, and the militarization of the police. Welcome, Shane Harger.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's always great having both of you on the air. Al, lying to we the people, it seems that the police seem to be getting away with lying to us, misrepresenting, coercing us into doing things that we would not normally want to do. And many, many years ago, it was called entrapment. A cop would pull up to the side by side at a light, rev his engine in an unmarked car, take off, and if you raced that cop who started the entrapment, then you would get a ticket. And it's gotten way worse than that. Now, why is it that the police seem to be able to get away with this, Al Lanuto?
I don't have a definitive answer on that. As to I don't have a definitive answer as to why they are doing it. I have my own beliefs about that. It's simply when that old cliche, power corrupts.
Okay.
The more power people are given, the more they crave, and when it goes unchecked, it expands to the point where it just craves more and more power to the point where it falls under its own weight. This is not a problem just from the bottom up. People might think it's a problem that is a grassroots problem and trickling its way up. Actually, I think it's quite the contrary. I think it is a nod coming from the top down, especially after 9/11. Although I don't think it began with 9/11, I think 9/11 was the perfect pretext for being able to say to the people, "Hey, we're going to have to take away your rights in order to keep you safe." But I think there was a very strong tendency, a very strong trend leaning toward that direction even prior to 9/11. 9/11 just was the real catalyst that let it take off. And people are letting it happen. That's the only way I can explain that it is happening, because where are
Shane?
The people in the case of Mike Parsons?
Pardon? Yeah, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Where are the people in the case of Mike Parsons? Shane Harger, former chief of police, Jemez Springs, New Mexico. What's your thought on why? Now, you are a cop. I mean, why are the police lying to us, we the people?
Well, you know, it's a situation where the moral fabric of society has eroded away. People's, their rights have eroded away. James Madison said that, I'm paraphrasing, that if ever America loses its freedoms, its civil liberties, it'll be under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, and that's certainly what has transpired. But whenever you have people who have lost their moral compass, it's all about cover-up, concealment, where mistakes are buried, in the words of JFK. Really and truly, we're in a society where people have lost their way. And there are those that stand for truth. The truth will set you free. But it seems as though, in today's society, more and more law enforcement they're protecting their own interests. Mm. You have to ask the question, and really beg the question, when officers are paid a very minimal wage from the agency they're employed by, however, it's subsidized greatly by federal grant money, isn't that being bought and paid for?
Sure sounds like it. I'll tell you what, we're going into top of the hour news and commercial announcements, and we'll be back. Shane Harger, Alfio Lanuto. We're going to be talking about corruption, the police, Mike Parsons. How do we get him out of
here? Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.